Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Listener Theme Week with a topic suggested by Drew from Sparta. First of all, don't get too excited. The Sparta Drew is from is in Wisconsin, not Greece. Anyway, Drew requested an episode on dark matter. Now, Drew, this is a tough one. I'm no astrophysicist, so I had to dust off some of my space books to figure out what exactly dark matter is all about. Unfortunately, academic astronomers like to word things in very obscure and techno-babblish ways, so it was tough for me to get to the root of the question. Essentially, dark matter is a hypothetical entity. When you look up in the night sky, you see bright stars twinkling overhead in a bed of darkness.
They're fireflies. Fireflies that got stuck up in that big bluish-black thing.
Oh, gee. I always thought they were balls of gas burning billions of miles away.
Dark matter is best summarized as that bed of darkness between all the stars and the planets and asteroids and space junk. No one is quite sure what it is. Some say it's like a tissue or a set of filaments. Still others say that it's like an electromagnetic field that surrounds us and binds the galaxy together. Whatever it is, it's not visible to us, hence dark matter. My favorite theory, though, says that dark matter is a bunch of WIMPs, that is, weakly interacting massive particles. I'm not quite sure what that means, but the idea of a bunch of stuffy astronomers sitting around in some conference somewhere and discussing intergalactic WIMPs is very amusing to me. So Drew, I'm sorry I couldn't give a more definite answer to your topic, but the big problem is that dark matter is so highly theoretical that it's tough to pin down exactly what it is. June 6th, 1944. The Allied forces, made up of troops from the US, Great Britain, Canada, Free France, Australia, Poland, Norway, and New Zealand, make a decisive landing at Normandy in northern France. Next week, in honor of these landings and the men who gave their lives to secure a free future for Europe and the world, we will be taking a look at D-Day from all sorts of angles. So make sure you join me next week for D-Day Week, here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 39 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on the Zune Marketplace, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Listener Theme Week